Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Young Yogi, Fake Jokes, and Bangkok. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Come, fair lady, to mine bed we go, and verily sweet pleasures we shall know. Yet, where thy belly meets thy limb, I beseech thee, give a trim, for thy bush doth overflow.
Milady doth have a 70s muff.
A 1470s muff.
Zounds, it is prickly as a Christmas wreath. Think, it might hide some baby birds beneath. Pray, shave it off to make a coat. There are fur balls down mine throat, short and curlies twixt my teeth.
I sayeth not thy is her suit, but it looketh like thou hast buckwheat in a leg lock.
But soft, what hair through yonder girdle grows to be, or not to be put in cornrows. Oh, it is beastly and unruly, and it smelleth of patchouli, and that offends my nose.
I sayeth not thou art furry down there, but it doth resemble Fidel Castro eating a London broil.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Medieval bush.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold. Chick, I forgot to pee, so I'm sitting here.
Now you got to cut your legs
very
crossed.
Uncomfortable.
Well, go right now. We won't.
Yeah, you wait for him.
Wait for him.
We won't
see
say
ya.
We won't say a thing.
You know why?
Why what?
Because he's drinking all that water.
Oh, yeah. Well, he hasn't even started.
He hasn't touched it yet today.
Yeah.
Once again, Josh read some article about hydrating and how he's
overdoing it.
I don't know, spent like $50 on a gigantic jug that he puts water in every day.
There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold.
Usually taking the water from here.
I'm Chick McGee. I'm alive. And there's Tom.
Yeah, it was empty when I went in there at the break.
Okay.
I had to have Oscar fill it.
Of course it was.
Okay, can we get back
to sports?
He drinks
all the water. I don't want... Right now?
Sure. Okay.
Stupid world record.
A 9-year-old boy has been named the world's youngest yoga instructor.
Wow.
According to Guinness, Rayansh Sarani has earned the record at the title of 9 years, 220 days. Well, 10.
Almost 10, yeah.
I'm nine and a half. The young yogi received his certification from the...
young yogi? I know that's what it's called, but that's very funny.
From a yoga school. After completing their 200-hour yoga teacher's training course, Rayansh started practicing yoga at 4 years old, half his life.
Isn't that a sweet story? Christy, you like to do the yoga.
It's hard.
Well, it's not hard for him because, you know, he's...
So close to the ground?
He's nine and all the parts of his body still work without creaking.
Right.
He's all cartilage anyway.
Yeah.
What the hell? There's no bone in that kid. He's 9 years old.
There's no bone in that.
No!
There was a time.
Flexible.
Edward the Sixth was nine when he became the king, so, I mean...
And your point?
Well, I think our expectations have been lowered. Yoga instructor versus king. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Okay,
but true.
Okay, let's start laughing really loud.
Chick, you make my day every morning, buddy. I don't care who else in this
line
world.
Of the week.
I don't know what.
Oh, hi, Josh.
I don't know.
Hey,
guys, what did I miss?
Nothing.
When I came in, there was a lot of laughing.
What
if
the difference
it, really.
Was, but dear Chick. Wait a second. Oh, no, I want to have Pat.
Yes.
You have a song about this?
Well, can you do your, now this is a song about adults doing yoga. Do you need a capo or anything, or is this something you can play?
I'm good.
Okay, now Josh, you mentioned a story about the world's youngest yogi. He's some 9-year-old kid that is officially, he's an official yoga teacher.
Okay, yeah.
He went to some school, and it's very impressive. And
I see.
The Guinness people have crowned him the world's youngest.
Certainly not here in America.
Yoga teacher.
No, it was in India.
To be in India.
Absolutely.
So he's doing that. But I was thinking about your, you have a yoga tribute, right,
Pam? Yoga pants, yeah. Okay. We all love those, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love a woman in a cocktail dress. But it's not my favorite, I confess. You know what makes me think of romance? A pretty woman in yoga pants. At the bank or the grocery store. They fit you nice, those yoga drawers. My downward dog's in a cobra pose. Should be legal, those yoga clothes. I'm behind a girl in a yoga class. Can't take my eyes off her shapely ass. I should move, no namaste. Those yoga pants sure make my day. Look at the girl with the long blonde hair and a beautiful derriere. She turns around, caught me sneaking a glance. Damn, that's a dude in yoga pants. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Oh, I really love those yoga pants.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Getting the word namaste alone.
Very nice.
Yep. Makes that an A plus, Pat. Oh, very, very plus, nice. Nice that. Tribute to you. Have you ever tried the yoga, Josh?
I haven't. No. Oh, you know what? We did it once.
Oh, did you? Who's we? Did it for a girl, didn't you?
No. I wish. Oh. I wish that would have been cooler. This was I was part of an improv troupe.
And I knew that was going to happen.
Just because you're familiar with that whole thing.
The first year of art school was weird movement classes.
Exactly.
It was insane. Walking in a room with mirrors, looking at how you walk. Ugh.
And so they made us do it for like an hour. And I was like, afterwards, I got in trouble because I go, does anybody feel funnier? It was a total waste of time.
Did it kind of kick your ass, though? Did it make
yes.
you sweat a little bit?
It's when I learned that you can get sore just from stretching.
Yes.
And so, standing in one pose.
Now, when you said, hey, does anybody feel funnier? And then they went, oh, and you went, I'm just kidding. Did anybody believe you then?
No.
Like you do now?
I don't often do that.
You do that often enough.
Ladies.
Back to you, Tommy. I was joking.
Oh, shoot. I'm out of coffee. I forgot to get coffee at the break.
Go ahead.
Go get coffee.
See ya.
Somebody spike his water.
Okay, now remember. Hey, by the way, odds are there's no water in the coffee
machine.
Yeah,
we don't know how that
you
keeps
took
happening.
It all. Because you filled up your barrel.
Well, no, thanks to Oskay, he actually refilled the whole big jug in the water cooler.
Oh, someone switched the barrel. Okay,
because now remember, when he comes back in, don't mess it. Oh, this is going to take forever because the Keurig takes forever to fill up a cup.
Yeah.
Can he hear us in there?
No.
So, Chick, when he comes in, can you have a fake punchline ready? Like, and that's when I said, that's not a squirrel, that's my mother-in-law. Something like that.
I'm going to use squirrel
right,
and mother-in-law.
Cool. Yes, right, that'll work. Yeah.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Chick, I was listening on my way Chick. To work. So that wasn't a squirrel. That was my mother-in-law.
No way! You son of a gun!
No way.
That's the second.
Good thing she's dead.
Talk about nuts,
oh,
huh?
Hey, Josh.
What was the
you really had to be here, dude. Honestly, you kind of said
it. It was about a black Russian versus a brown Russian.
Oh, so I finally remember that.
A lot of prune juice.
90-minute call.
Maybe I had the Keurig takes a while, so I thought I'd just come back in.
So there was water in the water machine?
Yeah, there's water everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Water machine.
I've got plenty here. I know,
that's because I went to get water and there was none in there.
Well, it's not just me.
And that whole thing was empty and I can't
lift it up.
We can't
use that water. Your sputum's in there.
Then yes, there's water in the green room.
Didn't we take a picture of your water jug yesterday so we could prove to people that you have this ridiculous water?
Oh, yeah, it's all over. Yeah.
Ridiculous or it is ridiculous. Beneficial to my health?
Well, we'll find out.
You know, as I pointed out, you could get one a quarter of that size and just fill it three times.
Well, the problem there, Tom, is it's inefficient and you often forget. You can't trace your progress.
As I've said, this would be like getting a tanker truck full of gasoline and just driving that going, I don't have to go to the gas station all that often now.
Oh, I would love that.
It's hard to park.
That? Yeah.
Because I've got a tanker truck.
So you drive with that in the passenger seat? Is that where you put her?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have to put a seatbelt on that? Does it set off the seatbelt alarm?
Oh, you know what? Probably thankfully it doesn't. Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Well, you have one of those dogs that's just on the cusp, and every time it sits down.
And you have to put the seatbelt on.
Yes. It's like, come on. Just stand up.
Oh, no.
What?
My coffee might be getting a little cold.
Go get it.
You better go get it.
See ya! It's okay. You can go get it.
Rule of threes is involved here. My goodness.
All right, what's the joke now going to be?
When he comes back, say something like... it's got to have something like naked in it.
When are we going to do the goldfish?
The goldfish.
Zip. Don't say a word.
Goldfish.
Stop talking.
All right, he's coming back. We have 5 seconds. We got to think of a joke.
What are you going to do?
You got to riff this one.
Come on.
Go.
So anyway, that's why I told the woman.
Sorry, wait a minute.
I don't know what you're thinking about. That is my penis.
So what? You got to tell me what happened.
I don't want to bother you.
You ruined the moment.
Dear idiots, I was listening yesterday on my way to work when Josh made the crack about his grandmother stepping on his testicles in high boots. I was turning on a country road and almost went into the ditch. Laughing.
That was a good
there
moment.
You go.
That was
great.
Mm-hmm. Your poor grandmother.
Silliness. Oh, they're both dead.
Yeah, but she's listening.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
Isn't that nice? Yeah, the joy of gray hair and the man lets him listen to the radio.
She's right next to you right now.
Yeah, she is.
Joshy.
She's walking down on you.
Watching you masturbate.
Could we cut back on the masturbation? Back to you.
That's sports.
Oh, that's sports? Oh, yeah. I had no idea.
Where is she? Where is she? She's late.
Where is she?
This is what you partner for.
Hey, wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport.
Christy.
Sport.
Well, we'll keep with the kids. A 16-month-old boy in Georgia named Locke Samples.
What?
Has been diagnosed with an extremely rare condition called uncombable hair syndrome.
Is that right? His name's Locke?
Yeah, I thought it was just some stupid...
The boy's
it's
mom,
true.
Caitlin Samples, told WTVT...
News! On first.
Her son was born with typical baby hair, but when he was about 6 months old, the hair really started to grow.
Hmm.
She noticed his hair was difficult to get wet. It would not lay flat. And as soon as Locke's blonde hair dried, it would pop back up. Caitlin said it was not until a stranger messaged her on Instagram about uncombable hair syndrome that they were able to learn what was going on with Locke's locks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, well.
A pathologist later confirmed Locke is one of about 100 known cases of uncombable hair syndrome, which will not affect the boy's health. Will he grow out of it?
This little kid looks like Guy Fieri. It's hilarious.
It looks like Rod Stewart. And it looks like you'd rubbed his head with a balloon.
Okay.
And every picture of him, it's just
Drew Hastings
standing straight up.
Uncombable hair syndrome.
Why would they call him Locke? Did they know he had this problem before? I mean, obviously they didn't.
I don't know.
Cute kid.
Yeah, it's kind of like a baby Billy Idol.
Hmm. Yeah, he looks like he got like electrified a little bit. It's kind of funny.
It does look like he's just put his finger into a socket or something in a cartoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of like a Boris Johnson thing going on.
Isn't there a syndrome that people can feel their hair getting cut?
Ooh. As in, it's uncomfortable, perhaps painful for them?
Either that or it's a psychological syndrome. Or they can actually feel they have nerve endings in their hair.
I know dogs have nerve endings in their hair. Certain dogs, you can't cut their hair short.
Is really? That right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know anything. So
I know a lot of things.
My girl dogs get their hair cut tomorrow.
Mine got theirs cut yesterday. Of course, on the Czech local listings, rainiest day of the year.
I was going to say it's like the Groundhog Day thing.
Yep.
If when my dogs get groomed, that it will guarantee rain.
Yes,
right. a big mud fest.
I told Beth that yesterday when she showed up. I go, is this like our destiny. Every time it rains, you're going to do the dogs. She goes, yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it? But
boy, that was a hell of a conversation.
Come on, man.
You're right, it was.
We have
a nice anecdote.
We have a...
Every time it rains, the dog groomer shows up.
Very complicated story that I have edited down.
And complicated further?
No.
If you don't want to...
It's really complicated. It involves the famous city of Bangkok.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I guess, was made famous in a couple of movies recently. But
that a song? One night in Bangkok.
Christy, Murray Head. You want to try to tackle this story?
Okay.
It's interesting, but you don't want to read the whole thing because it's too complicated.
Officials in Thailand are quelling rumors that Bangkok is changing its name. The speculation started when the country's cabinet approved a Royal Society proposal changing the way the capital would be referred to in international documents.
They wanted to change the name of Bangkok to Pow Dick.
No.
Oh, you didn't like that at all, did you?
It was Slam Pecker.
False!
He had the alt.
He had his other one.
No, he was ready. He was ready for you.
I'm sorry, yeah.
According to the Guinness World Records people, Bangkok's proper name is the world's longest place name containing more than 25 words. The Royal Society clarified in a Facebook post that the name Bangkok will remain in place.
Okay, that
sounds... apparently it's just so long nobody can pronounce it, so that's why they use that.
It's something like Krung Thep Maha Nakhon
Wood.
Here it is. Krung Thep Mananahakan Aman Radakasan Madahara. It's Ayathua Madalaki Fop.
Hi, am I a guy?
It goes on forever.
Fop.
It's ridiculous.
That's an Ohio Players song.
Fop.
Yeah, you never see, mind. Kind of impractical.
Yeah, it sure
is.
And really a bitch for songwriters. I left my heart in Krung Thep Manhattan, Manahara, Manahara. Sounds like a Haywood Banks thing.
If you're going to Manahara, Huba, Haba, Huba, Haba.
It says here, the name is...
My kind of town.
The name is rooted in Sanskrit.
Haba, Haba is.
It's more of a phrase that describes the city than a name.
Oh, sure.
That makes sense.
So they're going to go with the nice... shortened version of Bangkok. What was your suggestion they go with?
Pow Dick, but you had said it was actually...
Slam Pecker.
That's better.
Is that Thailand or Taiwan?
Thailand.
Yes. Did you guys have, when you were a kid, you go, what's the capital of Thailand? And then your buddy goes, I don't know. And then you hit him
Bangkok
in the...
Bangkok.
Gosh, sure. I hated that.
Yeah. We didn't really think, but I witnessed it.
That wasn't your generation?
I was not aware.
Is that a boy? That's a total that goes boy way thing. Back.
Did you hear that if you read the whole article, Christy, they voted on the name change.
Yeah.
And they're not changing the names because in the end it was a tie.
It was a tie.
We got to go out on that.
Oh no, boy!
Let's go back to Slam Pecker.
Chick, are you out of Diet Pepsi over there?
Oh, I think I do. I'm gonna have to go get some. Is that okay?
Yeah, go get some Diet Pepsi.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
All right.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Well, thank you very much. We got rid of.
Do you laugh every time you read the word Phuket?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, no, I heard you.
The first time I saw it, we didn't know if it was pronounced, because it's spelled
P-H-U-K-E-T.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, P-H-U-K-E-T?
Yes, yeah.
It's a famous resort, right?
Yes.
International resort.
It's Thailand.
Mm-hmm. And it sure does look like it says,
yeah.
Well.
Hilarious.
Oh, well.
Yeah, okay, well. Yeah. Do you want to do an alternate name on that? Slam Pecker?
Hump That?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.